Today's reading is from the book of John, chapter 15, verses 1 to 8. I think it can be found on page 117 of the New Testament of the Bible provided. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word I've spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. Because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you may bear much fruit and become my disciples. That's the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
It says at this point on the agenda, Vicar's report.
I'm not the vicar.
Okay, there is a report and in fact, hold on a moment. I have props too, that you may well have seen and are either on email or on paper. This is our annual ministry report. Please have a read of this, because this tells you a load of the stuff that's going on. We've just done all of that stuff about accounts and finances and governance and elections and so on and so forth. But all of that is in support of this stuff, okay, which is what we as a church are doing in our community, locally, and as disciples of Christ. And there's a report in here from a whole variety of people about a whole variety of activities that are going on. Read, be encouraged, pray, think about all of the things that we are doing as a church. And also, there is a report from the vicar, the actual vicar. I'm not going to read it out. Please read it, okay? But I'm going to say some different words, because I'm not sure it's particularly appropriate for me to stand up and say, here's what Henny said. But I just thought I'd say something brief about that reading that we've just had, which was the reading that we'd got set as part of our series, that we've been doing a series on some of the I am sayings of Jesus. And Jesus says that he is the true vine. And actually, really interestingly, I don't know if you spotted that, said, if you abide in me, you can ask for whatever you like and it will be given you. If. Okay? So, number one thing to say about the vine, and it says all of this stuff, is it says, being part of the vine is about being connected to the vine. The branches are connected to the vine. And if they're connected to the vine, then they will bear fruit. And if they're not, they won't, and they'll basically be firewood. Okay? And the thing that Jesus seems to be saying is here is, if you are abiding in, connected to me, then actually that's the thing that really matters, and you will bear much fruit, and you will be my disciples, and that will change not just you, but the whole world. So thing number one is, a vine means all of the branches are connected to the vine. Have you got that? So all of the stuff that we've just done, all of the stuff that we've just done about governance and money and finance and so on is absolutely pointless if it is not connected to Jesus Christ, if it's not done in a spirit of prayer and of grace and of listening to God. So all of that stuff that we've just done, which is really important, and it's actually quite important that we're not fiddling the books and that there's a process for making sure everybody's able to look at that and so on, and that we're being properly accountable and transparent and clear and all of that, that's all really important, but it only matters if we are connected to Jesus. Okay, our vision statement there, okay? Which is loving God. If we are not loving God and knowing God's love, then actually all of this stuff, building projects, finances, worship stuff, little boxes to keep a drummer in, it's all a bit pointless unless we are connected to Jesus Christ. And I mentioned earlier that at Diocesan Synod, they've been talking about the fact that we're going through a vision process as a diocese. And actually, that's got a natty phrase to hang it on. It's not knowing God's love and making God's love known, but it is, well, it starts off with together in Christ, in Christ. If we as a diocese, as churches, are not in Christ, well, what's the flipping point? We have to be connected to Christ. But did you spot that other thing that I just said? And I quite like this, which is the diocesan vision thing, which it says we are together in Christ. Now, actually, this is a bit that we've not necessarily got in our own vision statement, okay? Loving God and making God's love known. But actually, there is a together thing. Because if you're a branch of the vine, you're not just connected to the vine, are you? You're connected to all the other branches, okay? And we do this not just in Christ, but together in Christ. And one of my prayers for this church is that we will be, as Paul prayed for one church that he wrote to, that you will be of one heart and mind and united in the gospel. And all that stuff that I was saying about, oh, here's how the Church of England fits together. That's about being together, together with our sisters and brothers in different churches, different countries, different areas, different bits, even of the area of Chester or Cheshire and the North Wirral and so on and so forth, that we are together in Christ. And that's one of my prayers, that we will be of one heart and mind, and that the stuff that's in here is not stuff that we're just disengaged from, but that we are working together, that we are together in Christ, and that we know that if we are connected to the vine, that means we're connected to each other as well, because we do not do this alone. We do not do this alone. So that's one of my prayers for this church. For me, it's been a joy and a privilege as a sort of occasionally semi-detached member of the congregation, because I'm sometimes off doing other stuff on Sundays and involved in other things during the week, but actually to be part of a body, which means that it's not just individuals and me and my relationship with God, but if we are connected to Christ, we are connected to everybody else as well. And that's sometimes going to mean we're not going to agree. That's sometimes going to mean that there's going to be creative conversation and a little bit of friction and so on. But that's good, because in that, we hope and pray, we hear God's voice at work and speaking to us as well as through us. So, if we're in the vine, we're connected to the vine. There ain't no point if it's not in Christ. But also we are connected to everybody else. And that's important. We are connected. We are together. We are together in Christ. And then, what are we for? What are we doing? We are making God's love known. And the thing about vines is they grow outwards. Okay, you need to have stuff to sort of train them onto. I know nothing about this sort of agriculture stuff, by the way. You know, said the other way when I was talking about sheep. Know nothing about sheep either. Okay, not Mr. Agriculture. But the thing that I know is that vines grow, and they grow outwards, and they bear fruit. And that's something that then goes to people other than the vine. We had alcoholic props earlier, okay? And that is actually what we are for, that we are connected to each other and to the vine, but for a purpose, that we will grow out and bear much fruit and bring joy to people in the world. And, again, this is me talking about my day job partly, but I hope and pray that as we are together in Christ, the other bit of the diocesan vision is to together in Christ, sharing hope, making God's love known. So are we as a church actually doing that business of reaching out into our community, of bearing fruit, of bringing joy, of being people who actually in wherever we're placed this time tomorrow, as we were thinking about this time last week, wherever we are placed, wherever God sends us, that we are connected to Christ, connected to one another, together in Christ, sharing hope, loving God, and making God's love known. And if you're looking at some of the challenge that is ahead of us on that front, then I'm going to jump from John all the way back to Joshua, because my final advert, there's an actual vicar's report by the actual vicar, and it finishes with these words from Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. As the vine, we reach out and we bear fruit. That's what we're for. But we can only do that if we know that we are connected to the vine, that the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And just remember this as well, that most of the time when the New Testament and the Old Testament says you, it doesn't mean me, it means we. And that actually we are, as branches of the vine, connected to one another. We are not alone. God does not leave us alone, so we should not be afraid. And God does not leave us friendless or without others. So I hope that's a helpful thought as we go into this coming year. Stay connected to Christ, stay connected to one another, and know that with that, as who we are and how we are, we can reach out into the world and bring much joy. Shall we pray? Gracious God, we pray for this church community. We pray that everything that we've thought about and done, that everything we've done in this past hour and a bit, everything that we have done in this past year will be for your glory, to make your love known to people who need to know you. Gracious God, may we, your people, be together in Christ, sharing hope, loving you, and making your love known. Gracious God, we pray that you will be with us in all that we are called to do and to be in your service. In Jesus' name, amen.